We'll be right back. That was pretty smoking. Let's listen to it.
Thank you. Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
This is Passport to Modern Jazz, and we're featuring the new, or the latest release by Rudress Mahantapa. I don't know how new it is. There's a few months that it's been out, but it's always very interesting. Record with David Fusinski on guitar, Francois Mouton, who came here in 2006 or 2005 with his brother, drummer. He's a great bass player, and then Dan Weiss on drums. They'd recorded together in 2006 with Codebook, which is a great record that we like to play here. We heard Waiting is Forbidden. Then we heard Abhogi and the last tune was Stay I. We're just running it in the CD order. Gamak is refers to a ornamentation in Indian music. And, of course, jazz can incorporate whatever it wants, and it does here, but it's from Wiki. It refers to ornamentation that is used in the performance of Indian classical music. The unique character of each raga is given by its gamakas, making their role essential rather than decorative in Indian music. Nearly all Indian musical treaties have a section dedicated to describing, listing, and characterizing gamakas. The term gamaka itself means ornamented note in Sanskrit. Gamaks involve the variation of pitch of a note using heavy, forceful oscillation between adjacent and distant notes. Each raga has specific rules on the types of gamakas that might be applied to specific notes and the types that may not. Various commentators on Indian music have mentioned different numbers of gamaks. Sarandeva describes 15 gamaks. Narada in Sangeet Makarand describes 19 gamaks. And Haripala in Sangeet Sudhaka describes 7 gamaks. In Western music, the equivalent is a deflection. I'm not quite so sure. But noku is the stress from above on successive non-repeated tones. Odukal is stress from below on successive non-repeated notes. Kampita oscillation, or rike, momentary flick at the end of the main tone to a higher tone. And it's always interesting how jazz just eats up this kind of theory. Free music, whatever, something new or something that hasn't really been expanded as much as it can. And that's Indian classical players that have come into jazz. Gamak Rudress Mahantapa notes in his notes on the album that gamak, coming from southern Indian term for melodic ornamentation, gamaka, signifies to me a universal sense of how one can approach melody as both composer and improviser. The music put forth here incorporates Western forms of jazz, progressive rock, heavy metal, country, American folk, go-go, and ambient, while simultaneously engaging the rich traditions of Indian, Chinese, African, and Indonesian music. The end result is a music that defies category, music that fits very much with the times in which we live. So we will return to this great new album by Rudress Mahantapa and play just them in order. They're so great. Hoping to get through all of them. This is We'll Make More, and then Are There Clouds in India? And for jazz guitarist David Fusinski is great. It really kind of opens up. It is not quite mainstream, as you can hear with all the slide and different tunings and everything. It's something different, and that's what jazz is about, is breaking ground. Thank you.
Music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side, Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
listening to Gamak, latest 2013 Rudress Mahantapa with David Fusinski, electric guitar, Francois Mouton on acoustic bass, and Dave Wise on drums. I just can't read French. Francois Mouton, just like here too. And we've just heard lots of interest. Before that, Are There Clouds in India? With a break in the middle. And before that, We'll Make More. Before that, Stay I. Before that, Abhogi and Waiting is Forbidden, all from Gamak. Next, we'll listen to F. You listen to Passport to Modern Jazz.
We'll be right back.
Yes, indeed. And that was Wrathful Wisdom. Before that, Copernicus 19. Before that, F. We're listening to Gamak, the new Rudres Mahantapa for 2013, with David Fusinski on electric guitar, Francois Mouton on acoustic bass, and David Wise on drums. It's interesting how Indian music is not limited by Western scale, say on the black and white notes of the keys of a piano. The keys of the piano. It has a lot of microtonal notes in between, and the modes are like that. So you don't hear a piano here, but you hear a guitar, you hear upright bass, you hear things that can really manage these inflections, and they're not written in these sharps and flats and microtonals. They're very hard to write and good for musicology analyzation, but it's usually just hearing it in training that people are achieving this. And Indian music fused with jazz is, in 2013, it's just gone way beyond for jazz bows out there who came up with Shakti and whatnot. It's really off in the classical modes of trained people and not trained people. Passport to Modern Jazz. See you after break.